Verse 27. Those who break God's covenant after it is ratified, and who sever what God has ordered to be joined, and do mischief on earth, these cause loss only to themselves. In this verse, God reveals the characteristics of farsig people. They are those who break their solemn promise to God. The word nagdh means opening up, the opposite of ibram. When people are making rope, they twist it to strengthen it, a process that is called ibram. Unravelling it is termed nagdh. The word ahd means treaty, and mithaq from tothiq means hard bonded. The farsiqeen are those who breach their agreements after having made them binding. This is the first sign. That is, the farsiqeen violate their contracts with God. The second characteristic is that they sever relationships that God has ordered them to form and maintain. The third is that they bring about corruption and destruction on earth. So the first sign of the farsiqeen is that they cut off their relationship with God and breach their agreement with him. They contravene their state of servanthood and obedience to God. Second, they do not have appropriate relationships with God's servants. They ignore their family and sever relations with them, as well as neglecting other social relationships and matters that Islam urges one to maintain and perpetuate. Not only do they behave incorrectly with regard to the world and to God's gifts, but they use his gifts for corrupt purposes. But people who act in this way are themselves the losers. The words khisarat and khusran in Arabic do not mean simply loss or damage. Rather, they mean to lose every bit of one's working capital and means.